Growing uncommon fruits can be a winning strategy for small farmers. That's why one antiquated plant is making a comeback. Details today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom27.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom27.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 27.com. Go to freedom27.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom27.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, March 13th, the 72nd day of the year. Neil Sedaka shares a birthday with actress Dana Delaney. Strawberries as we know them today are a relatively modern invention. Prior to the 18th century, most varieties resembled what is called the Alpine strawberry, a plant that is finding renewed popularity among small farmers. The Alpine strawberry can be red or white, and the fruit is tiny, only as large as a fingernail. But that small package packs a powerful fragrance and intense flavor. The plants are relatively pest-free, and if you grow the white varieties, they won't catch the eye of most birds. Even more attractive to small farmers, the fruit is fragile and doesn't travel well. Perfect for local marketing. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.